This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Blood-Curdling Tales of Terror. This is the spooky horror show where I take four players and I throw them through a creepy tale of wonder and do. And you, the chat room, get to help me as well. Guys, we got some great incentives, we got a great story, we got a great cast, but before we do all that, we got a killer intro. Do we have that intro ready? Oh yeah, let's do that intro, baby!
In its impact, that it becomes deeply embedded in the mind. Its intensity may be impossible. Some wish to be explosive. Those people should be mad.
M. Suggested for mature audience. Parental discretion advised.
Hello everybody and welcome to Blood-Curdling Tales of Terror, the horror RPG here at Hyper RPG, and I'm so excited for you to be joining us today. Today's episode is called Blood on the Dance Floor, and yes, that is indeed the name of a Michael Jackson album. We should definitely go check out. Our tale today takes place in the 1980s, a New York techno sci-fi-ish themed bar that was really cool when everyone thought the world was gonna be the Terminator. That's where we're setting our things, but before we begin all that, before this all happens, I want to introduce our killer cast. Scott, welcome back to the table.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
After being so very ill last week.
So ill. Couldn't have made it, but I am back. I'm very excited.
Miss Jillian Dunn.
Hi.
Very excited to have you here for the first time.
Yes, it's my pleasure. I'm very excited. I've never done anything like this before.
Ooh. Jillian is an amazing actress and improviser, and you might have seen her in some commercial work. So I'm excited to throw her into this. Of course, next to Jillian, you all know this girl. It's Miss Kate Elliott.
Hey, good to see ya. Thanks for being here. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And joining us today, everyone, is Goldie Chan.
Woo-hoo.
So, very, very excited for this one. So like I said, everybody, this tale takes place in the 1980s. It's a New York kind of cool dance club. Think Studio 54, think the tech noir from Terminator. But here's how you, the audience, can interact with this show and change things up, which you are want to do and bound to do, and I look forward to you doing so. Boop! Actually, Lucas, I'm gonna need a pen too, because these people throw some craziness at me and I gotta write it all down. So first of all, everybody, at $25 hashtag dancer, you can throw a dancer into this club, and we're gonna see what happens to them. You can also describe the dancer in vivid detail if you want. Tell me what they're wearing, what they look like, but what they do, you cannot do at $25. You get to do that, but we'll get to there. At $50 hashtag dance floor, you get to create a killer dance floor. What's happening? What's this dance floor look like? This bar, this club is so huge. There can be multiple dance floors, and they can all be differently themed, as it were. Now this one's exciting, and the players are gonna wanna pay attention to this. At hashtag character, which is $75, the player gets to be the GM. So you get to take over my position and dictate where the story is going. People often do this to either break the story or do whatever they want, and you get to do that for 60 seconds, and I will be timing you.
Wow.
So do what you will. That's hashtag character at $75. And at $100, hashtag disrupt. And at hashtag disrupt, what that means is you, the audience, get to be the GM, and you get to ruin my story or possibly make it better. And that's just something that's going to happen. But also, as I said, if you create a character at 25 and you want them to do something, you're going to want to put that into disrupt. As always, we have goals. So our goal is every $250, we're doing a thing called a blood race.
Ooh.
We're doing a blood race. And we're probably going to need some help in the back. What the blood race is going to be is all four of you are going to get drinks, and whoever finishes their drink first doesn't need to be alcohol. It might just be water.
Let's talk about this.
Let's
have options.
We'll have options of things that could be had, and the first one to finish, they are going to get +2 points on their dice rolls. Which is going to be very beneficial. So that's all the rigmarole. That's all the stuff that's going to happen. Guys, I'm so excited. Let's begin our blood-curdling tale of terror. Blood on the dance floor.
Woo! Woo!
1985, we open up on New York City. It's a cold, rainy night. People are eating pizza. Steam is rising out of the sewers. And right on the corner of 5th and Broadway, which I don't know if that's actually a cross street, I've been to New York once in my life, but I'm going with it, is the newest, hottest club, Sinclair's, all spelled in cursive. Now Sinclair's, for the most part, is only allowed to, pen doesn't work. Sinclair's, for those of you unaware, only was open to the rich, the famous, the very popular, the creme de la creme, supermodels and movie stars. And for the first time ever, Sinclair's is opening its doors to normal people, to the average Joe, to you, to me. I pointed the wrong way. And that's tonight, Sinclair's, as we go inside, and one of the first people entering Sinclair's, the hustle, the bustle, press are taking photos. It's going great. So close.
So close.
That sounds amazing.
Ooh,
that'll be a gift.
There's my gift. I finally got a gift of myself on the show. The first one entering this club, young hot actor, right underneath the other two hot actors that share his name, Mr. Corey Schwartz, the third Corey.
Hey, everybody. Glad to be here tonight.
The press is running up. Yeah. Corey!
No way.
Hey.
Is there any truth you're going to do License to Operate a Motor Vehicle Part 2?
Hey, you know what? We're working on it. We got a good script. It's probably going to happen.
Are you still seeing young hot model Cindy Crawford?
You know what? I don't kiss and tell, man. I don't kiss and tell.
Well, have a great time, Corey.
It's a lot.
Corey goes into the club. Not far behind Corey is this name. Not far behind Corey is Star LaStar, daughter of the ultra-rich Star Communications. Star has lived a glamorous life. The press loves her. They've been talking about her since she was born. Ooh, Star LaStar. Clip, boom, boom, lights. How are you? Is this your first time at Sinclair's?
Well, Daddy said this would be fun, so I thought I'd just come and see.
How is your father? Is there any truth that he might go to prison soon for insider trading?
Daddy would never go to prison. Daddy is amazing.
What's your drink of choice tonight?
I'm going to have, oh my gosh, I just forgot what I was going to have. But I think I'll just have some vodka on the rocks right now.
Ooh, yeah. I believe in your last interview you said your favorite drink was a fuzzy navel.
It is, that's right. I like that.
That's a good drink.
I'm pretty great though, right guys?
Yeah. Feel free to kiss my hand. The press starts applying.
Of course.
Hard questions is not what they do.
Daddy says I'm great.
And she walks into Sinclair's being greeted by the doorman who gives the cheek kiss on both sides. Fantastic. And then pulling up in a luxury vehicle, executive CEO Diane Crow. Walking, the doorman, her driver opens his door, walks along, opens her door, and puts his hand out for her to get on out of this car. People are beginning to take photos. Diane, hello, Diane. Is it true you might get Times Person of the Year, Diane?
You know, it's something I've been gunning for 5 years now, and you know what? A woman deserves it this year, and I'm the front runner, baby.
Is it true you might be seeing young hot actor Tom Cruise?
Oh, you know what? A girl can dream. I've actually never really dated anyone before, so why not start with Tom Cruise?
Are you just too busy for love?
I'm so busy. I am so busy. Do you know how hard it is to be an executive and running a company? Come on, who has time for love?
Oh, well, have a great night, Miss Crow.
Thank you.
Enjoy Sinclair's.
Ooh.
And as she walks on in, the press keeps taking photos. And one of the final people to enter after a couple more celebrities, more models, more famous tycoon types, In walks Harriet Hornbully. Harriet Hornbully, normal people.
I've been here so many nights, and they've always turned me away, and I can actually get into that. I'm so excited.
The press stops taking photos.
Was that Corey and Star earlier? Oh my God!
One of the press walks up to you. Here. Who are you?
I'm Harriet. Yeah, I'm here every night, but they're not gonna chuck me out tonight, are they?
Oh, that's right. The guy turns to the camera. That's true. Tonight is the big night that we're letting the public in. This is going to be a huge night for Sinclair's. So tell us, what do you think you're going to do?
I hope I meet a celebrity and like get them to marry me or something, and then I could be famous.
Who would you like to meet?
An actor. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anyone's fine. Anyone who talks to me is fine. Yeah.
This girl reeks of desperation. May she have a fantastic time.
Thank you so much. Oh, a deaf and you. Sorry.
As she goes, she starts to make her way into the club. The doorman stops her for a moment, smiles, and then lets her in.
Thank you so much. I was so different than last time.
The press and everyone starts to leave as it's been the last number of people are entering the club. And we go up to the window, and at the upper window, management is looking out. And the manager, his name is Mr. Belucard. As he looks out and goes, excellent, excellent, excellent. All is going so well. And as he turns, someone sitting at his desk is tied to the chair, their mouth gagged, and two puncture holes in their neck. You have seen none of this.
Okay.
Whoa. What a nice spoiler.
As we go down to the club, the party is going on. Lights are going. Rumps are shaking. There's just not enough bartenders for the number of people that there are. Corey, you walk up to the bar. What do you order? What do you want?
Give me a screwdriver.
Back up your daughters. The most talented and seductive hashtag dancer ever, the marvelous Marvin Mars. She is rumored to be at the club.
Oh!
All right. Hyperforce Ranger Marshy, Marv She, will be making an appearance at some point in this game. What was that?
Screwdriver.
Ooh, let me see if we have the right ingredients, son. Hey, I love that movie where you kiss that girl.
I know, right?
That's all of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Big fan.
It's hard to narrow it down.
Big fan.
I always get the girl.
Are you and Corey Feldman still friends?
Yeah, I mean, we had a little bit of trouble last night, but you know, it's all good. It's all good.
What happened?
You'll read about it.
Okay. As the bartender goes and starts pouring his drink, another bartender walks up to Diane. What can I get for you?
I would like a sex on the beach. Make that a double. I'm a virgin.
That's very sad.
I'm too busy. I'm so busy. I've been working my tail off since I was in grade school, you know? And yeah, I know it is. It's very, very sad.
She leaves and starts to pour your drink. Some guy walks up. He's very drunk already. He says, you're a virgin?
A version of a virgin.
I just saw that problem tonight.
Are you sure? Oh.
Listen to
me. This kind of club.
I know some people. I know the bathroom is a lot.
You were bathroom? Oh. He was, what?
Are you, you're there, you're overhearing this?
What's happening?
Who is she?
I don't know. So is this a yes or no? It's a proposition.
It is a proposition. And you know what? Let me get back to you 2 days after never.
I'll take you up on it. He can barely move himself off the bar.
Oh, yeah. He's
as he
not
pulls and hits the ground.
Oh, my. Medic?
As you get your six on the beach. Star, you're on the dance floor. You have no time for drinks. But you see the DJ and you yell out a request.
Guys, girls just want to have fun.
The DJ goes, huh?
My daddy. Do you know who my daddy is?
What?
She's so
girls
pacing.
Just want to have fun.
Come here.
Everyone shouts in here.
Yeah, that's like, ugh. This is like what poor people do. Don't wave at me like that.
What? So you want to keep dancing or do you want to go to the DJ?
I'm going to go to the DJ with a $50 bill because he obviously doesn't know what he's doing.
All right. So So you walk up to the DJ, you hand a $50 bill. What's this for?
This is like a tip, okay? Like, a tip. Here's the tip. Play Girls Just Wanna Have Fun, okay? Here you go. Here
okay! You go. He puts it in like a very little pocket of his shirt. It seems to be stuffed with little tiny bills. That's next! As you go back to the dance floor, Harriet, what are you doing?
I'm really amazed to be in here. It's like, it's so loud and it kind of hurts and everyone's shouting and like bumping into me and talking about sex, but it's great. I'm so glad I'm in here finally.
So what do you want to do? Do you want to go dancing? Do you want to go to the bar?
I want to dance, but I'm going to go to the bar first. I'm going to get a drink.
Okay, so you start making your way to the bar. You step over the man who is still
passed out.
So you go up to the bar.
Yeah.
Hey, what can I help you with?
Can I have like a cosmopolitan? That's like the fanciest thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
He just turns around.
Am I doing this right? I don't know. Yeah.
Somebody walks up to you wearing sunglasses and he says, whoop.
You can take the man out of disco, but you can't take the disco out of the man. The rainbow sequin pants, the deepest V-neck legally allowed. Zach Cab Eubanks dressed his stuff on the dance floor and his hashtag dancer won't be stopped.
Oh, okay, so Zach will be making an appearance.
Disco's
that. Ooh, we have another one.
A hashtag dancer arrives. It's Tony Manero with a scorching case of Saturday Night Fever.
So Tony Manero will be making his appearance soon.
Appropriate.
So some guy with sunglasses walks up to you and he goes, hello.
Hi, what's up?
He looks you up and down.
Well, what are you doing?
Have you been photographed?
What do you mean?
Like model work.
No, never.
He reaches into his pocket.
Oh, have you got that? Oh.
business card.
Oh, okay.
And he hands it to
you. I don't have a telephone.
What?
Never mind, it's fine, thanks.
Reach out to me.
Yep.
He turns around.
He told me I don't understand.
No, but through the phone.
Why don't...
Hashtag dance. Sir AT-800 shows up looking for one Sarah Connor.
Cool. So he turns around, looks, and he goes, no, I mean, reach out by a phone. Call me. I'm a photographer. Let's set up a shoot.
Okay. All right. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah. So not a date.
Do you want to go on a date?
No.
Okay. No.
Oh, okay.
He starts to make his way out. We go back over to Diane, who has three Sex on the Beaches that she's finished. She's already finished.
Another one. Line them up. Let's go.
You've had three.
I know I've had three, and I can have three more. Damn it.
Roll a d20. See if you convince the bartender.
Adults can do anything.
10.
Three. He goes, okay. Starts pouring them.
There's a good tip in it for you, by the way, babe.
My song.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun starts. Stars like going, the DJ looks and goes.
My mom loves to vacuum to this song.
Who is she?
Corey, you're now at like a corner booth.
Yep.
Surrounded by a couple people.
Sure.
One of them is doing cocaine.
Naturally.
Off the table. He looks at you and goes, I don't know, man. I don't know if you should do that war movie. I don't think that's what people want to see you do.
Oh my God, she's dancing with me. Oh shit.
You don't think I should try to go big, serious role?
No, man. It's not believable.
Well, I mean, I'm an actor, man.
Yeah, but you're not a good one.
He's an actor.
Come on.
Oh my God, Corey.
I got the
oh, shit.
Youth Teen Choice Award. I mean, they like me.
He's an award winner.
Yeah, the teens love you, man. You don't want to be doing a war movie.
I'll think about it.
You think about it.
Think about it. How's that cocaine?
Gone.
Well, all right.
You want some?
Maybe later.
All right. So as this all this hustle and bustle is going on, you start to know it. Like the room's filling up more and more bouncers are kind of standing around, arms crossed. Some of the press are walking around interviewing different people. And one man who's just dancing his butt off in the middle, bumping into people, not a care in the world. He's clearly lost his dancing mind, is Mr. Zach Eubank, who's just, his butt's hitting everybody. He's elbowing people in the back. Finally, he hits star by accident.
Oh no, it's gonna be trauma, it's gonna be the magazine.
Do you know who my daddy is? You can't hit me like that,
okay? Shut up! He just keeps dancing at that point.
Oh my god.
Guards!
Oh. Roll a d20, see if they can hear you over the music.
One.
It's just like...
I have never been so disrespected in my entire life.
Zach walks up, he gives money to the DJ, and he's like, I got a request, man! And he's gone. The request is just a bunch of gibberish. The DJ just nods and takes his money, having no intention of playing whatever gibberish Zach just said in his neon-colored pants.
Bro.
So at this point, we go over young Hollywood star Tom Cruise is in this club. He walks up to Diane. Excuse me.
Your excuse.
Couldn't help but notice you've had six sex on the beaches. I don't know, that's great. That's crazy.
I have a high tolerance, a Polish background.
I don't know what that means. What's your story?
My name is Diane Crow. Huh? I am a CEO and executive manager over at Dunn Chadwick and Fraction.
That's great.
Yeah.
What do they do?
We are in charge of legal documentation for all of New York City.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've come across your name quite a few times, Mr. Cruz.
I don't know why.
Oh, no? No, might not be because you're one of the most influential and important men that is in America today.
Oh, am I?
How are you?
Thank you so much. He gets up and leaves now that he's gotten his compliments.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Compose yourself, Diane. He was kind of cute.
Wasn't he, though?
He was, though.
And he looks like he's never going to age a day in his
life. No, a day in his life.
The bartender walks up to you and goes, I think he was hitting on you, but I do not know.
Is that what hitting on is? Tom Cruise was hitting on me?
Maybe, but I think he just wanted to find a way to talk about himself.
Oh.
Which can be construed as hitting on somebody.
Oh, God. Three more sex on the beaches, please.
Roll dice to see if you convince him.
It's a little flower.
That's a crit. That's a crit. Natural 20.
Yeah,
that's 20.
Natural 20. Yeah, wow, you're rolling good today,
I'll get you five. Because of this.
Yeah, make yourself one, two peaches.
All right. He starts to do so. At this point, a tabloid person is walking up over to Star. Here, your father's going to jail.
Oh my god, you can't believe everything that they write.
Wait, I'm writing it.
Okay, my daddy is too wealthy to go to jail.
It seems he set up a Ponzi scheme. What do you think about that? What do you know about it?
What's Ponzi? Ponzi, is that like a fish?
No, not at all. It's where you lie to take some people's money and you tell them that they have more assets than they actually have.
Well, that sounds great because my daddy's really rich.
Yeah, it sounds like he might have stolen a bunch of other people's money.
I mean, but that still means that my daddy's pretty rich, right?
Roll a d20.
12.
I leave it up to you. Now, you don't have to reveal right now.
Okay.
Because it's going to be up to you. Do you kind of know what your dad did, or are you playing ignorant? Are you playing ignorant on purpose, or are you actually ignorant? Okay. Now, you can reveal that later, but it's up to you.
Okay.
It's going to be so hard not to look.
So this guy just keeps, like, hammering the tabloid artist.
Hey, yo, who brought their freaking baby? I thought this was a bar, not a daycare. The giant replacement baby in a baby Elvis jumpsuit is a hashtag dasser. Has anyone seen this kid's mother?
Replacement baby will be making an appearance soon. At this point, this amazing disco song starts playing and the dance floor kind of clears as Tony. Oh my
god. In the break between songs, you hear someone yell, "Can you show me some moves?" It's Bruce Leroy in his all white dance slash karate outfit. He loves to wear to Seventh Heaven.
All right. so strange. The dance floor clears as Tony Manero goes out and just starts doing the funkiest moves anyone has ever seen. Yeah. It is full Saturday Night Fever. The hair is slick perfect. Mm-hmm. Like not
that man is good looking.
He is very
not
good
an inch is moving. The pants, tightest pants anyone has ever seen. Ooh. Nothing is left to the imagination. shirt perfectly pressed. And he goes over and he points at Harriet. He's come here.
I go over to him, kind of.
You robot over to him.
Shitty robot. Over.
Roll a d20.
Okay. 15.
6. He thinks this is the coolest thing he's ever seen.
Oh my god, this is my moment.
He stops pistoling and starts.
It's my moment. I always knew if I got in here, this would happen.
So now you're inches from him, and he starts dancing like with you.
Oh my god.
So what do you want to do?
Do you want to go out sometime?
Yeah.
Why not? Okay.
Where to?
Oh, I go to this really nice, like, comic shop around the corner. No?
That's my date.
Oh, we could go to, we could go to the library and look up species that don't exist anymore. What's that word?
Have him buy you a plane.
Buy me a plant.
A
what?
A plane, sweetie.
Like a field?
No, like a flying plane.
Oh, like a plane. Can I have a plane, please?
Yo, you like Chinese food?
Uh-oh. What was that? I think I shit my pants. Yeah.
I'll take you Chinese.
Okay. I eat that most of the time.
He writes down, he smoothly reaches into his back pocket, pulls out a thing.
Oh my god, that's touched your butt. Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks. Slides away.
Oh, wow.
Going over to the bar, 10 Sex on the Beach is down.
You know what? I'm feeling so fresh right now.
The bartender's also drunk.
I'm so there with you. You know what I mean? Like, this is the most relaxed that I've been in 15 years. Let me tell you. Good job. Good on you. Good job.
Disco Stroke and Still Boogaloo. Stuart Discotheque, usually known as Disco Stu, is the owner of Stu's Disco. He is a disco aficionado and is usually featured wearing a rhinestone-encrusted leisure suit from the 70s and hashtag character.
Disco Stu's gonna show up at some point. So while you're talking about how relaxed you are, Corey, you go over for your second drink.
Give me another screwdriver, man. First one's good.
At this point, the bartender's kind of drunk. He's like, you want sex on the beach?
Sure.
They're good.
Whatever you got.
Is it good? He does a good job.
I gotta ask, was that Tom Cruise you were talking to?
It was Tom Cruise.
Man, I gotta get in one of his movies.
Oh, you haven't been in one of his movies yet?
Not I haven't worked with Tom yet.
Corey Schwartz hasn't been in a Tom Cruise movie.
Right? Maybe we could do that war movie together.
Oh, I wouldn't do a war movie, sweetie.
Dad loves war movies.
What everybody's telling me.
We go, as this conversation's happening, we go over to Star, who's not stopped dancing since she's gotten there. Do you want to keep dancing or do you want to finally get a drink?
It's so hard to decide things. I think now I'm ready to have a drink.
Okay. So you walk on over, the drunk bartender's there. Okay, guess you.
I'm going to have, because the nice reporter outside reminded me this, my favorite drink is a fuzzy navel. Because it's like fuzzy and it's like your navel.
And you're a child.
I mean,
okay, fuzzy navel.
Some states.
Fuzzy navel, you go.
Why is it so black?
A lot of licorice in it.
Okay.
So you see all these drinks, you come running over now.
Me?
Yeah.
Can I have one of those? She's drinking it, it's probably
good, isn't it? Yeah. Oh no, never mind, it looks terrible. I don't want it.
What would you like?
Can I have a Cosmopolitan? It's the fanciest thing I've ever heard of.
I'll give you an apple.
Wait, do you have any champagne?
What?
What, do you have any champagne? My grandma drinks champagne.
What kind?
Fizzy? I don't know.
Okay.
The bartender reaches under. And right as he reaches under, you hear the sound of what sounds like fighting in the office above. Fighting and glass breaking. The music is still pretty loud, so not everyone's hearing it. But you're the bar is sectioned pretty much right underneath the office, so people at the bar are hearing it. And it sounds like a struggle. And then you suddenly hear, no, no, and it gets cut off.
That sounds like when Daddy fights with the butler.
Oh, God.
Somebody did get in tonight.
Yeah.
I got in, but maybe somebody else didn't.
I don't understand. What is she speaking? What? Is it English?
What? Yes, I think it's proper English, yeah. Nice shirt, by the way.
I know, I like yours too.
So, does anybody want to investigate, or you want to be like, well, leave that alone. I'm here to party.
Man, I don't need any more bad press. I hope they're not killing somebody up there.
If they're killing someone up there, I'm certainly not going to go up there. Tom needs me.
We should get him to go up there.
Get Tom Cruise to go up there? If I'm going to get Tom Cruise.
You want to try to convince Tom Cruise to come?
Yes, absolutely. I do. Convince Tom Cruise.
Okay. Yeah. So you look over, he's in the middle of talking to somebody, probably about himself.
Sure, naturally.
Tom.
He sees you. He hears his name. Tom. All the way across the club. Tom. Like a dog.
Tom.
He stops this conversation.
Oh my God.
Runs over.
Oh my God, it's like slow motion. And we didn't even break a sweat.
His hair perfectly coiffed in the
His hair never moves at all.
Runs over. Yeah.
Tom, I have so many questions about you I want to ask. But before I get into them, there was a loud disturbance upstairs and we were all talking and we think you are the man for the job.
What?
We need you to go investigate whatever's going on above the bar, Tom. Can you do that for us?
I'll reach out and try and touch him.
Hey!
Hey!
Oh.
Hey, hey.
Oh. Sorry, don't jump me.
So both of you rolled
d20s.
Uh-oh. 7.
Oh. So you stop her. You slap her.
Why would I jump?
Hey, it's fine. He pulls up his shirt, perfectly abbed.
Go ahead. Oh, God. I wasn't.
Oh, Tom Cruise, you were just a... just a statue from heaven, an Adonis, really.
Such a big word.
I'm angels.
Indeed.
So what do you want me to do?
He's also, strangely, he's only 5 feet tall, right? I'm not imagining this.
Corey kind of looks like Daddy's boyfriend a little bit.
Yeah, oh.
Not at all. Boyfriend. You look down, there's an apple box you didn't see placed there.
You know what, I'm 5 foot as well, so it doesn't matter. Tommy boy, will you please just go check upstairs for all of us people that need you so badly?
Sure.
Oh, no, Tom, you're an American hero.
It's fine. Oh. It's fine.
Oh gosh. Godspeed.
So, Tom goes running up the stairs as quickly as he can.
You didn't want to follow him? I mean, that was your moment to like get in with
the
movie.
I was just awestruck.
The abs.
I mean, I can't compete with that. When he comes back down.
Yes, he's definitely coming back down.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
Well, I thought Corey was cute, but then Corey thought Tom was cool, so that means I should think Tom is cool. Okay, I should ask out Tom, okay? Okay.
So suddenly you start hearing again from upstairs, hey, hey, get off! No! Ow!
That's Tom's voice.
it could be, yeah.
What? Maybe somebody already asked him out.
Well, I don't hear any glass shattering, so he's really just struggling at this point, so he can get out of it.
I'm sure he's fine.
Well, that's like when Daddy wrestles with his boyfriend.
Sure, yeah, definitely. Maybe Tom can take his apple box and hit him over the head with it.
Totally. Seems to travel with him as he goes.
Yeah, it does.
So much happens in this club, I had no idea.
And then during this conversation, you suddenly hear glass breaking again. And above you from the office, the body of Tom Cruise gets thrown.
No!
The dance floor.
Gross.
Landing on top of Disco Stew.
Oh no!
I was not paying attention. Too busy dancing.
Oh God. He was going to be my...
The press starts coming. Press click, 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 flash, 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 flash. All these flashes.
Can we see up to the where he came through the glass?
You're right now at the bar. You can kind of look. You have to kind of get off and move forward. Right.
I'm walking over towards where the corpse is, towards where all the cameras are going off. I'm trying to get in front of the cameras. Like, whoa, look at that! Oh no!
Roll a d20.
Oh no! Four again.
3.
Ooh!
So you're gonna be on the front page of the newspaper. Tragedy.
Can I get like a butler to clean up this body?
Sure.
So you're trying to go out to kind of like...
Yeah, to get a look up and see if I can see what's going on up there.
So you go over, you look up, and you see who you know to be the owner of the club. standing there, hands on the broken glass frame, looking down, going, accident. And he steps back into the shadows.
That was weird. I mean, he says it was an accident. Do you think it was an accident? It didn't sound like... it sounded like there was a struggle going on up there.
Husband is dead. Tom Cruise was at the height of his career. It wasn't going to get any better than that.
You should always believe whatever adults tell you.
No.
I mean, my dad is my manager, so I kind of believe that.
Right?
But, I mean, he has a bunch of cars, and I'm still living in the...
The front doors open up to the club, and when they do, men in all black leather trench coats come, pick up Tom's body, and remove it from the club. But you notice these aren't police.
Can I, like, throw a $100 bill at them because they've done their work?
Sure.
Here you go, guys. Thank you.
One of them just steps on it and kicks the dollar back towards you.
Oh, that's rude.
She'd get better help, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm going to need another sex on the beach before I really handle this situation. Because clearly none of you are going to handle it, so.
I don't have to do anything, really.
Well, the bartender hands you another sex on the beach.
Thank you so much. What's your name, by the way?
You called me Peaches.
Peaches. I like that. Thank you, Peaches.
Aces.
This is music.
So,
go back to girls just want to have fun.
So the owner comes out by the window. He's like, sorry for the disturbance, everybody. Dance, please. Dance.
Mr. Beauregard?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you could hear me.
You're right below me. Sound travels up.
Fair enough. I'm not used to being below
people. It's not because I have
people.
Super hearing.
Oh, good. I'm just a little nervous about people like Tom Cruise flying out of windows and dying on your dance floor. Are you...
Wait, he died? I thought that was part of the show. Oh, my God.
No, he's...
What?
He's no longer with us.
That's why I tipped the butlers for taking him away.
What was your question?
My question is, are you going to do anything about this? That was my future husband, potentially.
Yeah, this I was going to ask about. We were going to be in a movie together.
I was going
to
ask about.
I was going to lose my virginity to Tom Cruise, and now he's dead.
What were you going to do?
I just wanted to dance more, so I was waiting for the others to clear the area, because whenever there's a dead body, I mean, whenever something happens, the butlers always clean it up. That's what Daddy says.
Don't worry about it. Everybody, dance. Exactly. Have fun. Get your blood pumping.
Start the music again.
I don't know if I can. Well, Michael Jackson, if Michael Jackson is playing, then it's the place that you should be.
That's generally true, yeah.
A good friend of mine told me that.
Yeah, and my buddy, Corey Feldman, he and Michael Jackson are like this.
Yeah.
They're always together.
Okay, Corey is kind of cute.
Right?
Wanna admit it.
Yeah.
So what are you guys talking? Coming up to the bar, doing some dance moves, is Bruce Leroy.
Oh, my. That's a gentleman. Right?
What do you guys think about that guy dying crazy, huh?
It's a tragedy.
Did you see the puncture holes in his neck?
What?
No.
No?
Like when he fell through the glass, it cut up his neck?
I mean, it didn't look like glass cuts, but tend to be more...
That's
kind of
true.
Vertical, right?
I like it.
This is
like a pitchfork going into a neck.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
I've never seen him look so drained.
Drank?
Drained.
Drained. Oh, drained. I'm drank. Drained, like a vampire or something, right?
Something like that.
Oh.
That's weird.
As he leaves the bar.
Thanks.
To go keep dancing.
Thanks for the information.
You're welcome.
I mean, if I was a vampire, I'd want to drink Tom Cruise's blood. That makes sense.
Yeah. It seems like Tom Cruise should play a vampire in a movie that has yet to be made.
Well, now he'll never get that chance.
He'll never get that chance.
So at this point now, you've heard some things. Do you guys want to stay here, or do you want to get out of the club? This is the swankiest club ever, but a man did just die.
this is my only night out. As soon as this night is over, I'm going back to work.
I mean, I've never got in here before. Since I did, but I'm afraid they'll never let me in again.
They won't.
No. Yeah.
Oh,
this,
no.
This is it for you.
I know. I can't make most of it.
Well, the butlers cleaned it up really fast, so I appreciate the service here. So I would like to stay.
Okay. Is there any more? Does it look like any more glass is gonna fall down?
No, it was a pretty clean, really
it's
dramatic
like a Tom
clean.
Hole.
Yeah. Like Bugs Bunny, Tom Cruise,
short,
five-foot shaped hole. That went right through the glass.
But is there like a VIP room or anything in this club? Because I should really be in it.
That's true.
What, I mean, maybe you two. Yeah.
So you say like, is there a VIP room? And right then. You almost feel like there's like a mist that passes by, and you watch the mist, and you see this room, and you see right there on a doorway that says VIP, and what looks like in the darkness, Tom Cruise going.
Wow, Tom? He has like a twin.
So you're the only one that sees this right now.
Cool.
So, but the rest of you hear the twin remark.
Yeah.
Tom doesn't have a twin.
Yeah, don't you guys see? He has a twin right there.
When you look over, there's nothing there, except the. Door. You don't even see the sign that says VIP.
Let's go into the VIP room, guys. It'll be fun. Come on, Corey. You always want to go VIP, right?
That, that's
it says
true.
VIP
that's
right
true.
There.
I will go into any random door with a lady, so.
Let's go.
I'm all
almost
about it.
Legal.
It's good enough for me. All right, let's go.
So you guys start making your way to this VIP room. And right when you get in.
Take a couple sex on the beaches with us.
Take a couple sex on the beaches. Right when you get in, the door closes behind you guys.
What the hell?
That was rude. The butler shouldn't have slammed the door.
And this isn't so much a VIP as much as it's a dark hallway with stone walls that lead forward.
Oh man, I got kicked out. I fucking knew I was going to get kicked out again.
The decorator in here is awful.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's like a theme? Like it's a like a cool dungeon or something?
Yeah, a cool prog dungeon place.
Are there any doors or is this the whole
There's a door you guys entered and then there's the hallway.
Okay, but where's the VIP room?
It's got to be at the end of the hallway.
Right, we should follow.
Let's maybe just go for it and find it.
In the darkness you hear, Mommy.
Oh. Well, I'm not a mother,
What kind of dungeon is this?
I didn't like this. Turn around and try and open the door again.
No.
It doesn't even feel like it jiggles. Like it almost feels like someone made a prop door handle that doesn't move.
And I'm going to press on all the doors to see if any of the rocks move.
Roll a d20.
7.
18. So you push on one. The door doesn't move, but there is a part of the wall that goes and goes down.
I don't like this right now.
Mommy!
I mean, honestly, Mommy. That's freaking me out, but I'm really excited I'm in here with Corey and Star, to be honest.
That's, I'm gonna peek in.
Okay.
Into where
the door that came down?
Yeah.
Okay. You look in and there's like red. Like it almost feels like there's like a red glow or light coming from the room.
Mood light in? That's
it's
cool.
It's a smoking room.
Do you want to go in or do you want to just look in?
All I see is a red glow?
Yeah, at the moment. It's pretty bright.
Alright.
I'll follow you, Corey.
It looks cool.
Maybe that's should the check VIP it out. Room.
It's probably the VIP room. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, come with you. Absolutely. Yeah.
Sure, let's check it out.
Alright. So you walk in, and when you do, there's just like an exaggeratedly huge fish tank. But it's not water the fish are swimming in. It's blood.
You know, Corey Feldman told me there's a room just like this at Michael Jackson's place.
I'm really worried I walked into a sex
Every room. Detail is right out of...
And you see a leather chair, but it's just facing the wall. And on the wall are shackles. Just hold someone up. And on the floor...
A dancer arrives. A tiny dancer. 3-foot Deacon Frost is at the club.
Oh my God. Little Stephen Dorff has arrived!
Oh my God. Right.
This looks like Daddy's bedroom a little bit.
It's similar, yeah.
And on the floor is what looks like
medical tubes that you would stick in your arm.
Ew.
Is this a drug? Drugs?
Can we see the chair? Is there...
Yeah, you can see the chair.
Okay. So we can see that there's nobody in it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, I want to sit in the chair.
You sit in the chair?
Yeah, I want to sit in the chair.
All right, go sit in the chair.
Okay, I run and go sit in the chair. Woo!
What do you do in the chair?
I don't know, I just spin it around. I'm just like, wee!
Roll a d20.
Okay.
19.
Ooh.
Spin around, you're having fun!
Whee!
Okay, all right, enough.
This place is really fun, guys. This totally is probably the VIP
part. How many times do you spin it?
I spin it 3 times.
1, 2, and on the third spin, the floor underneath all of you opens up. And it feels like a long fall until into some water.
Oh no!
Oh no, my hair! Oh no, no, it's gonna bury me now!
And in the water, sewery, watery, tunnely thing, red Hyperforce Ranger is Marshy standing there. He looks at you guys and goes, "Who are you?
Who are you?
What the hell?
I'm meant to be in here.
I'm a red Hyperforce Ranger.
Great.
What's a red Hyperforce
Ranger? I'm looking to fight the Alliance. Who are you? What are you doing here?
Well, we're not the Alliance that you're looking to fight. We're just looking for a way out of here.
He looks like a red jelly bean.
Clearly, we're on two different missions.
Is this a mission? We're on a mission.
Celebrities go on missions. Oh my god, this is so exciting.
I mean, I don't know. Good luck.
How did you? No, don't go.
How did you get down here?
Yeah.
Transported here through the hyperdrive.
Okay,
he must have some really good cocaine.
That's what I was thinking.
No, a ranger would never do such things.
Sure.
Do that.
No. Yes. All right, Red Force Ranger guy. Hyperforce Ranger guy.
He takes off his helmet.
Oh my god, you're handsome.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza, hashtag dancer.
Tony Danza? All right, Tony Danza will be making an appearance at some point. Takes off his helmet, looks and goes, "Thank you."
You're welcome. So here's the thing. Why don't you hyperport us out of this junk, and then I can give you a job? How does that sound?
What's the job?
Anything
Is
that
it
you
saving
want.
Saving the universe.
I don't know. Science. How much would you want for something like that? Like, what's the salary for a thing like that?
Rangers don't take salaries.
Oh well, then you're hired.
What's your story?
Man, I'm part of that intergalactic war, man. We gotta go get them, those Alliance people.
My god, are we doing improv? It's exciting.
Well, Corey's an actor, he's allowed
acting.
To. Yes.
Yeah.
You, what's your story?
I'm a secret agent and I work for the Rainbow Force and
She's not bad.
I'm not bad. I'm pretty good, yeah.
I'm just looking for the VIP room, guys. I'm still sitting in this chair right now.
Still in it.
I'm going to just keep spinning until you guys figure this out.
Okay, how many spins?
I spin it 5 times.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Stop
and
spinning.
On the 5th one, water starts to rise. Okay.
All right, Star, stop spinning.
I got to get out of here, Mark. Alpha 55 and transports out of there.
Dang.
So yep. It's just the four
cool effect. Are they shooting a movie right now?
No, I think that was actually 100% legit.
Damn. So water starts rising up, and where you guys came from closes.
Shit.
All right.
That doesn't look good.
Are there any other doors?
Start pushing anything? On the walls.
Yeah, that's.
There's like this kind of forward tunnel.
All right, let's go that way.
All right, Corey.
I'm just scooting in my chair, I guess. Still.
Leave the chair.
Should I leave the chair, guys?
Yeah, you probably should leave the chair.
Start.
Okay, fine. This is a really comfy chair. Does anyone else want to sit in it?
No.
It's about to be underwater. I think we're safe leaving it behind.
Fine, okay. I get up off the chair, even though it's very comfy.
And when you do, you hear some change fall out of your pockets under the cushions of the chair.
Money! I see some gold bars.
You reach for the money.
Money!
All right, roll a d20, Kate.
17.
Oh, so you pull down, and when you pull out the money, you also start pulling out what looks like hair. Like, and not like just a couple.
Oh my god, it's like my shower drain.
Like
locks
of it, and it looks like there's blood on the end of it, as if someone's hair had been
pulled out. Oh, so gross, isn't it gross? Oh, what a tosser would leave this gross stuff out here.
Butler.
You guys start to hear the disco music above you, so you're clearly now right underneath the club floor.
Okay, if we just keep moving forward, then we're gonna get out of here. This has to be some sort of like drain or sewage or like coming up from the bathroom type of situation, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so if we just keep going forward, then we'll eventually get out of here before the water drowns us.
I'm on an adventure with celebrities.
So now I'm gonna take charge and I'm gonna start moving forward.
All right, I'm gonna have you roll a d20.
Okay. Ooh. 12.
You're a bit buzzed, because those 10, 11 seconds on the beaches, had it been under 10, it would have really hit you. But now you just kind of got a good buzz going. Probably shouldn't drive, but you know what you're doing.
I'm not driving. I have a driver, thank you. I mean, it's kind of like Barbados, right? Like, we're just swimming, right? Like, that's, let's just put our heads in that place, right, guys? This is fun!
So now the water's about right to this level.
Water's getting higher. Let's probably head down this way and see what we can find.
You know, when I was in high school, I was on the swim team.
How long ago was that?
Shut up, nobody.
I'm still in high school.
Roll a d20.
6.
Reveal how long ago it was.
It was 25 years ago. And I'm still a virgin.
You're like twice as old as my mommy.
Data for Leon Nash in Old Detroit. RoboCop shows up and is a hashtag dance.
All right, RoboCop will be making an appearance at some point, along with Little Stevedore, Tony Danza, and the T-800. And remember, you can keep adding characters, and you can also get these guys the GM, and you can GM yourself. So, you're making your way. You've taken 25 years since you were on the swim team.
But I still got it, guys. I mean, the butterfly never leaves you, right? The front crawl was my stroke, and you can just keep doing that forever.
Butterfly.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, right!
Yes. While you're laughing, a body floats into the room.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Butler!
15, and it bumps into you.
Butler, butler, butler! Gross!
I was there, so that please kill people. Ugh. I was there, daddy always told me, and I cover up
when you go eye. Like that and hit it, you pull back and some of its skin gets stuck on your hands.
God, this was just like 2 months ago.
Oh my god.
I mean, nothing.
Well, what did you say two months ago?
Nothing.
Oh, well, it looks like we have hit our first blood race, guys. If we can get 4 little drinks for these off for these people.
Oh, no.
So that they can do their blood race.
What is it? Better be soda so we can bet.
So while the blood race is being prepared, thank you, everybody. So while the blood race is being prepared, this body has come over. You start to look over, and you recognize this body, and it's the tabloid reporter from earlier. But he looks far more decomposed than he should, having only been alive an hour ago.
Yeah. This is what happens when you're too smart.
Oh my god.
Is that a thing?
I knew this.
I know, she seems pretty smart when she's not drinking.
I am very smart while I'm drinking and while I'm not drinking, and I'll tell you this, that body is far too decomposed to have been the guy that was from before. So this body's gotta be what?
I left him at this scary vampire club while I was doing drugs in the back. He may have been calling for his mommy. It's a 25-foot-tall mother of the replacement baby. I guess that makes her the replacement mommy hashtag dancer.
Let's reunite them.
So,
bring them together.
While this conversation's happening, you suddenly hear, baby.
Is that Tom Cruise?
If RoboCop is here, can hashtag dance or RoboGoCop be far behind?
Dun, dun, dun.
RoboGoCop will be making an appearance.
RoboGoCop.
So you hear, but when you hear the baby, it's from behind. And it's not far behind.
In the
Whatever that is, I don't want any part of that. I'm going to keep going forward.
I don't want you, baby. Mm-mm. Go far away. I don't want you, baby.
So you guys start making your way forward, and as you do, the water starts to lessen and lessen, and there's a bright light in front of you.
Oh.
But there's also another tunnel. Not as bright a light. Dark.
Hashtag character. Goldie, take it away.
Oh my gosh. Oh wait,
so let me get this prepared. While you GM for one moment, just a second. Stopwatch. Goldie, you are GM and go.
Okay, so first of all, I'm gonna change all of our clothes because we're dressed so gross. Okay, so I'm changing all of our clothes first. So we're dressed like appropriately for whatever is happening. Okay, now what we're gonna do is we're gonna go towards the bright light because who wouldn't want to go towards the light? Let's do it. So we bound towards the light. We go through the light area. What do we see anything there?
You're the GM.
So what we see is we see a couple levers on the walls, and I'm like, ooh, let's pull all these levers, guys. Let's pull the levers on the wall. So we pull a lever and there's a flood of blood.
And I'm like,
oh, gross. Okay, well, let's pull the other lever. One of you pull
it. Quick. Oh, God.
Pull it. And then the blood rises from the ground back into the ceiling. And I'm like, wow, that's weird.
That's super weird.
Yeah. Oh, I see a door, though. I see a door at the very end. Okay. Let's exit out that way. So we exit out the door, and suddenly we see something else. Yeah.
Perfect minute. So what you see is a projector. And you see a film canister. Ooh. To watch a film. Do you watch it?
I'm gonna watch this movie because frankly, I mean,
maybe it's one of mine.
Yeah. And if the projector starts to go on, you're hearing that familiar roaring sound of film, and you see the 5, 4, 3, boop, boop. Hello and welcome. If you are watching this, chances are you're a famous person, a model, or perhaps someone who wants to live forever. Thank you so much for joining Blood Industries. Blood Industries is run by vampires, and what we allow you to do is suck the life out of people. We've opened many different industries around here. This is a club, for example, but we've also opened restaurants and other such things. If you want to stay young and youthful forever, look at some of our other clients. And you start to see photos of famous actors and famous models who seemingly have just never aged.
It's like an agency.
Revealing they are in fact vampires. And this is how they stay young forever. This club was a ploy to bring in more people, to bring in young people to eat, to feed off of.
Maybe Tom is still alive. Maybe Tom is a vampire.
You can still marry him forever.
And I can still do a war movie with him.
Yeah.
And then you just see, and then the film ends.
What's going on?
And blackness.
So I'm really confused because I thought celebrities were meant to be lizard people and now they're vampires. I really wanted to come in here and dance and meet a celebrity and like hang out and like maybe get married, but I don't really know what's going on.
So does everybody have their drinks for the blood race?
Oh,
he's still making it.
He's still getting them?
I think the butler is still getting them.
Okay.
Things are still happening.
Good. So you've now seen this film, you now know what's happening. You understand that this is a place where people go to die. Hmm. Unless they're vampires, then they go to the live.
I've made a mistake. I should have stayed at home. I don't think fame's always cracked up to be after all. Perhaps I was just chasing a dream or a feeling inside of myself. Now we're all gonna die.
Well, I mean, you're poor, so maybe this is a great way to kind of be like average forever.
Actually, if I die with you, maybe I'll get in the papers with you. That's not bad, all right.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it? Yeah.
I know when I was going over files for the past 5 years that I would see Blood Industries on record, but I never put it together that like it could be vampires. But sure. It makes complete sense because they have a lot of money.
It seems like, yeah.
Is that why celebrities always look so good?
I suppose so.
Okay.
Wow.
Makes sense.
So, there's a door now at the end, right behind the screen where the movie played. Do you guys go through it or do you try to backtrack? There was that room with all those levers.
I love the lever room. Who didn't like that?
I know, there was like the blood,
like
and then it went away.
It was like a party, and then it went back up.
It was a pretty cool effect.
It was pretty cool.
I don't know how they did it.
And it was like one more we didn't pull. Did we pull the other one? There was three, you said there was three, we pulled two.
I mean, I'm always for going through the doors, because I feel like whenever Daddy gets me a present, he's like, come through this door, and Daddy will give you a present. Okay, that came out kind
of weird. That sounds like a trap.
Yeah.
The group at some point swanders through a door into another hashtag dance floor that looks suspiciously like the Bar Titty Twister from Dusk Till Dawn.
So, there's the final lever. Does anyone pull it?
I'd like to pull that lever.
Do it.
Pull the lever.
Do it, Diane.
The walls go like this, turning the curtains, and there is the Titty Twister from Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh.
Amazing Mexican-themed vampire restaurants
with
Cheech at the entrance.
Oh my God! It's
come on in!
Oh my God! I'm getting into a second club.
And as you guys walk in, you notice this club
maybe a little more bikery and skeezery than the first one, because there's also strippers.
It's getting worse and worse. I don't really need.
I'm gonna need a drink.
That looks like my ex-mom. You know, before my dad got remarried.
So you're walking up to the bar. What are you doing?
I'm gonna get a drink.
Bar.
This looks like my kind of place.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just trying to fit in. Yeah.
Is that what this is?
What? Why do I do it?
Yeah. And then
I'm gonna go dance with the dancers.
Go dance with the dancers. Go get a little
girl. Now, as we're noting, the only dancers at this point are the strippers.
Yay! Let's go dance.
So you go up the strip. You get up on the strip floor and start dancing with the dancers.
Dance.
Look
dance.
At them go. Wow.
Do everything when you're
all the skeevy guys that are sitting there like, yeah, new girl.
Yeah.
She's gonna make a lot of money tonight.
So you walk up to the bar, and what can I get you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to have a sex on the beach, but a margarita's fine.
Tequila.
Tequila. You know what? Why not?
Someone pours you tequila.
Same.
All right.
Can I have the same from the same bottle as they're having it from? Because then I'm drinking the same stuff they're having.
He looks and goes, you're going to have to eat the worm.
Eat the worm?
Eat the worm.
That's my favorite dance move. And I do the worm immediately.
Roll a d20.
7.
5.
Oh, okay.
They're fairly impressed. All right. So they pour you the tequila. They give you the bottle with the worm at the bottom. You got to eat the worm.
Okay.
And I take it.
Roll a d20.
Oh, no.
15.
15.
Ooh.
Okay. Up to you. At some point, that worm is going to do something.
Ooh.
What it does, positive or negative, is up to you whenever you want to bring that out. Ooh. At any point. Because this is a underground haunted vampire bar. So chances are there's something up with that worm.
So Mr. Beauregard has to own both of these clubs, right?
It seems like. It seems like they're connected.
So before you guys take your drinks, Naeem, are we ready for the blood race? What? Didn't hear that. Okay. So, you guys all have 4 drinks in front of you.
No. What? I got skipped. I don't want beer.
I'm sorry.
We can just get 4 empty cups. I know you can't have, so
yeah.
4 empty cups and we'll have you do water.
Actually, I
have a big glass of water. So I'm good.
Big glass of water?
Only one drinking. How in character?
Oh, I didn't know. What's happening? I just want to fit in.
But wait. We all have to chug this and they're chugging water and I'm chugging a beer.
No.
We're not going to chug the whole beer. We're going to split that beer into different sections.
Like, what?
Yeah, we can just get 4 red cups. What? One water and then 3 empty red cups that we can put the beer, split the beer up into.
I don't want to be fussy. Whatever.
No, you're not being fussy.
What's this worm gonna do to me?
I know.
It's up to you. Jeez. And at what point you want to bring it out?
It'll be fun, whatever it is.
I have a great idea.
You have a great idea.
So while we're about to get the blood race ready, you've now drinking the worm. So what are you doing with your dancing with the strippers?
I'm dancing. Oh my god, these people are like giving me money. This is the best, guys.
Do
I'm like
something! Dancing. They're throwing dollars at you.
Darling, I think they want you to take your clothing off.
Oh, I don't do that for anyone. Sorry.
Me neither.
Right. But keep throwing money at me. I love money.
And then I have 3 other money. Red cups. Empty. Cool, great. So,
you have a water. You need a water.
Yeah, they're
right?
Like, you're like, I don't water. Do that for anybody.
Yep. Yes. Thank
and
you.
We'll evenly distribute the beer.
Okay, so I put this in
the empties.
In the empties. Okay.
Oh.
Evenly distribute it 3 ways.
Wait, I'm so
confused. As Goldie will have water.
I also have water.
Wait,
I guess.
I think I'm supposed to have water.
And then, is that an
and some people are asking me to have you guys drink actual blood.
You don't
just use the booze. She doesn't want booze either.
Yeah,
so we're just going to drink water.
Yeah. No, that's okay. So I pour.
Yeah, so just.
Beer makes me burp.
Basically, as long as you have the same glasses, it's fine. I don't think it
matters. Cool.
Okay.
All right.
My tummy's wiggling.
The bartender looks around at you and goes, okay, we're gonna do this. We're gonna do a blood race. On the count of 3, put your drinks down to whoever finishes first. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, no.
Okay. What?
Oh. Oh, it's cold.
That means, Kate, add a plus two on all your dice rolls.
I didn't finish it.
Oh, you actually did
finish.
I'm done.
Nope.
Have both of you roll d20s then.
Okay.
I couldn't hang with the celebs.
I got 16.
I got 15.
Okay, so Jill, add plus two to all your dice rolls from now on.
Nice. Oh,
okay.
Wow.
So do the patrons appear to be vampires in this establishment? Does anybody look particularly?
They definitely seem skeevy. They're not like there's no face changes or anything like that, but there's nothing to throw you off that they are or aren't.
Okay.
Right. Hey guys, come over here and get money.
You know what?
They don't want to see me dance.
I've had so much to drink that I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna follow you, Star. Okay, I'm not gonna let the young foal throw me off and show me up. All so right. Let's dance, girly.
So cool.
So you're getting up to dance. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna hang out. Yeah.
You're also gonna get to dance, Corey.
Corey, come and dance with your girls.
Come dance and make some free money.
Come on.
All right. If we can play a cool dance song, anything will do. As the people start to dance, you guys have like literally cleared the strippers off the floor.
Bye, ladies.
This is amazing. Don't go far.
Don't go far. Roll a d20, Corey.
4.
They didn't hear you.
Oh. Corey Feldman would be so disappointed.
I know, right?
So the music starts to play. You guys are dancing. You're living it up. You're full of tequila and sex on the beach and cosmopolitans and all this other stuff. It's a real mess. What are you doing?
I'm just enjoying it. Just rocking out.
So during all that, Corey, a shoulder goes on your hands and goes, "You having a good time?"
Yes.
You look up and it's the owner of the bar. You saw him, the guy who threw Tom Cruise out the window.
Hi. This is your place too, huh?
You could say that.
Okay.
You enjoy our little movie?
Oh, that projector thing? That, mm-hmm. I'm sure that was a joke, right? I mean, it was really high production value, but I'm sure it was a joke.
So three of you are still dancing. You can't hear this. So, Corey, I'd like to make you a proposition. You're one of the hottest young stars working today.
I have been told that, yeah.
How would you like to stay young forever?
Oh, I mean, that's everybody's dream, right? What would I have to do?
Sacrifice one of your friends and sign this. And he hands you over a document.
Whoa.
You look it over and it says you will be the only Corey.
Oh, man. But if I don't have my buds, what's... I don't know. I don't think I can do it.
What about this? He sends you another document. It's the contract for the war movie you want to do.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And it says underneath, guaranteed Oscar.
Oh!
Wait, and what do I have to do?
Pick one of your friends to sacrifice.
Like one of my friends who's here, or just
one of the three.
One of. That's rough, man. We've been through a lot already.
So much blood.
We want to welcome Julian to Hyper RPG and Grander and hashtag character.
Oh, so Jill, you have 1 minute where you are the GM and get to decide now what happens in the game.
Ooh.
And you will start now.
Corey signs the document saying that he's going to take the movie and the Oscar and sacrifice one of his friends. But I'll let that choice of who he's going to kill be up to him. Meanwhile, the girls have decided to stop dancing and have gotten down off of the club bar and have walked over to Corey and convinced him to get up onto the bar and dance. Mm-hmm. So now Corey is dancing while trying to decide who he's going to murder and kill off. Meanwhile, the owner, Mr. Beauregard, is watching with Cheech over by the door, slowly letting his vampire teeth descend out of his mouth, ready to strike.
Beauregard or Cheech?
Beauregard. But once Beauregard becomes a vampire, everybody in the club will become a vampire.
10 seconds.
Dusk till dawn fashion. And then Michael Jackson enters the bar.
All right, the time's up.
So the last thing that happens is Michael Jackson enters, and he walks in with his entourage of 80s coolness, being Tony Danza.
Sure.
So it's Tony Danza and Michael Jackson walking to the bar.
That's a good pair.
Yeah.
So he walks in. Corey, you're on the dance. You're dancing because you know you just got an Oscar.
I just got a dance Oscar.
And who you sacrifice will be revealed soon.
Okay.
Michael Jackson walks up to you guys with Tony Danza and the three girls. He goes, "How's it going?"
Oh my God! It's Michael Jackson.
Oh, no. Tony Danza's like,
"Okay,
Dan,
please don't." Okay.
You can touch Tony Danza.
Oh my God, I touched 70. That's like three I've touched today.
Great.
Wow, it's so great to see you guys at this establishment.
Wow. You guys want to have a drink?
Yes.
Yes.
Michael Jackson gets a round of drinks because we just hit our next goal for the next blood race.
Oh my gosh.
So. Get as much liquid as you can.
I have like zero liquid.
you need more water.
More water?
Yeah.
All right, we will do that. We will get more water. And we did, someone's asking in the chat, we did get replacement baby. He is here, as is now replacement mama. So we're gonna figure that one out. Tell you what, we're good to go. You're gonna get the waters, great. So Michael Jackson's like, great. He calls over the bartender, he's like, "Give me something delicious."
Okay, never mind. She has something. Iffy's janitor character is a hashtag dancer trying to finish reading Dracula and forget his job. The meat factor. Okay, good. No, I was just seeing how much you guys have. So shoot for this. So Iffy's janitor character is coming into, is gonna be entering.
And he's gonna be reading Dracula on the dance floor. So again, like now everyone's turning to vampires, but you guys are so distracted by Michael Jackson and Tony Danza being there. And you don't have to worry about this because you've already signed your deal. So Michael Jackson's like, what's your guys' favorite Disney movie?
Oh, at this point, I would have to say,
Pre-1985.
Yeah.
Little Mermaid hasn't come out yet.
No, it hasn't. No.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah, that's a safe one.
Sleeping Beauty.
Cinderella. Yeah. Oh, 101 Dalmatians.
That's great. You remind me of a nice Cruella de Vil.
Thank you so much. That's so kind. She's gorgeous.
Well, I think we're ready for our drinks. This is fantastic.
This is so cool. Oh, wait. We keep it on the table until you say.
We keep it on the table. And don't put it down until you're finished.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I have so much water.
I
have so much water. It's like up to here.
I know. It doesn't matter.
Do you want to throw some in here? No.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Michael Jackson raises his drink. He goes, "To youth,
to youth."
Oh, we're famous!
And drink. Kate, plus two to your dice rolls.
Oh. Get better at this. Maybe I can hang out here.
Tony Danza's like, "Hey, you guys, watch my show."
I'm the boss, baby.
Lauren Hutton is here, looking for a virgin in New York. Maybe she will have more success than she did in Hollywood and not be twice shy. Hashtag dancer.
All right, Lauren Hutton will be appearing soon.
I love that all these references. People know all these references. Yeah. It's great.
And at that point now, you guys have noticed the entire room is vampires.
Oh shit.
And when you turn around, Michael Jackson's now also a vampire. Tony Danza is not. Hey, yo, Michael! What the heck? Michael Jackson turns and bites Tony Danza on the neck. Just this big thing of blood sprays against the wall.
Tony Danza's like, yourself.
Oh, no!
What is going on?
So just blood, what are you doing?
I'm just enjoying, I mean, I gotta enjoy it. This is my life now.
You're just dancing. So what do you three do?
Are all celebrities vampires?
I'm not a vampire.
Soon.
You're not a celebrity.
Soon.
Wow.
Oh, I want to be a celebrity.
I'm just trying to avoid the spray because it's kind of gross and I'm wearing a really nice coat.
Yeah.
Wait. Ew.
Excuse me.
Who are you talking to?
The vampire.
Which one?
The one that's biting.
The what?
The one that's biting.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah. I just didn't realize it was Michael Jackson. Sure.
He stops. Blood is just dripping down his chin. Yeah.
Are all celebrities vampires?
No. Oh, George C. Scott's not.
I'm sorry.
Who's not?
George C. Scott.
George C. Scott.
Patton.
Sure, yeah.
Do you have any other questions?
I have a question. I think we should all exit before we become dinner next.
I don't think I'm going to do this after all, yeah.
So I'm going to take the girls.
Okay.
And we're going to start to maneuver away.
Now you're trying to get Corey because you don't know he's made this deal yet.
Yeah, that's right. I'll get Corey too because I like Corey. I like Corey. I like Corey a lot.
I like you too. Where are we going? Party's just starting.
We got to find a way out of here.
All right.
When you look around, you see the vampires are doing the
dance. You know, he was a werewolf in that video, not a vampire. Yeah. That was a real...
True.
That's confusing. Yeah. Yeah. This is confusing.
I wanted to be something new. Trying to be an actor. So you guys are trying to make your way out. So where are you going? Are you trying to make where you guys came in, or are you trying to see if there's
other
exits?
Are there other exits that we can see?
You could see that where the stage, there's a curtain that leads out... supposedly where the strippers enter from.
We should probably go there.
Okay, great.
That's probably a way out.
Great. Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, but if anyone else, I'm with you. I don't want to get kicked out. I mean, I want to get out, but I don't want to get kicked out.
You're not going to get kicked out.
It'll be fine.
Okay,
don't worry.
Okay.
It'll be fine.
We're choosing to leave, or else we die.
Let's just go say hi to the ladies.
Right?
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you go, you start making your way to the back. You go through the stripper room, and inside you see all the strippers are also vampires. And they're reading.
Oh, you know,
and
lady?
In the middle of them is Iffy, the janitor, trying to read Dracula, not a vampire.
Oh my God, you are so handsome. Can I just say you were the most handsome janitor I've ever met.
Thanks.
Yeah. Great.
Are you a janitor? Can
yeah.
you clean up that mess that Michael Jackson created in the other room?
I'm on my lunch break.
Fine.
Just hanging out here with the
Here's
strippers.
A 50. Figure it out later.
Okay. Takes it and pockets it. Little pocket. Like the DJ hat.
All right, before we bring too much attention to ourselves, we should probably keep exiting out towards the door.
We're going to walk out of a room full of vampire strippers who are reading, and we're not going to see what they're reading?
Okay, fair enough, Corey.
I'm gonna go up to one of them. Hey, what you reading? Roll a d20. Ooh,
one. Ooh.
Better Homes and Gardens.
That's boring.
And what are you reading?
Roll a d20.
12.
I also got a 12. I'm writing in my diary.
Oh. Mm.
Not as exciting as I would have expected. But,
okay,
right.
What do you want to do?
I mean, this was fun and everything, and it was nice meeting celebrities, but all the death and the vampires and all of that, I think I should just go home. Maybe I can't be famous after all. It seems like a lot of really confusing stuff has to be done for you to be famous, or you have to be Tom Cruise, and I don't think I want to be either of those things right now.
That was a lot of talking.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to just, like, because I'm just curious what they're reading, because they remind me of Mom, so, like... I just want to see what they're reading. Can I?
Yeah, roll a d20.
14.
Two. What do you see? What's on the spine?
Wow, what do I see? I see a bunch of letters that I can't decipher.
Mm. Yeah. A turkey enters the dance floor. Hashtag dancer.
A turkey. Okay. Turkey.
Turkey.
Just a turkey. So you see this is his language. And it's Transylvanian.
Ooh. Start, take it.
Okay. Can I have one? Here's 100.
Roll a d20.
10.
6. She's like, okay.
Yeah. Thank you for your service.
She hands it to you. And you kind of get the impression this is sort of like the Book of Mormon where vampires just hand this up. It's just like a How to Be a Good Vampire book.
Typical strippers, they're Eastern European.
I don't have like a bag to put this in. Who wants to hold this?
Corey, hold it. I'll hold this here.
It looks kind of cool.
So you guys, there's a door that you can make your way out of.
I'm just gonna make my way over to the door and try to grab the door.
All right, roll the
d20. Oh
no. 10. 6. So you're able to kind of get out the door pretty quietly, but it does close behind you. So the rest of the, three of you also have to try and get out quietly.
Right.
Oh no,
Harriet.
Celebrities.
Okay.
Celebrities. Oh.
So I say bye to all the girls because now we're friends. So now we all know each other's first names because we've all been dancing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, bye, ladies. And then I'm going to try to get out of the door too.
Roll a d20.
13.
One. Okay, well, that was good. Go. Door closes behind you.
I mean, it's been fun, but I'm a virgin, and I know that vampires probably really love virgin blood, so I'm gonna get the F out of here. 8. 18.
Damn it! Oh, the door's no!
The door's like, click, 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 click. Finally it opens, but all the clicking, you turn around and all the vampire women are looking at you.
Let me know if you guys ever need any information on stocks or trades or anything like that. I'm happy to give my services pro bono.
One of them goes, I do.
Great. Look me up. Here's my card.
How do I diversify funds?
You know what? It's a process, and it's going to take more than me trying to get out of here really quickly. So just look me up when you're in Manhattan, okay?
Is it better to try and do that before tax season or after?
I would do it beforehand, honey.
Before?
Yeah, I would do it before. You got to think of the next year ahead.
Won't that create a lot of paperwork for my accountant?
Are you really concerned about paperwork right now? Because I'm really concerned about living.
I'm very concerned about paperwork.
You know what? Here's my card. Take my card. We will talk later. Bye!
Bye. She puts it in her bra.
Cute top, by the way.
Thank you. I got it at Sears.
Oh. Wow.
Why is that sad?
Because isn't Sears bankrupt now?
Now,
but not the
80s. Not 1983.
Sears is great.
No, yeah. Sears is great. On top of it.
They have really good
there.
Sequence patterns.
They do. I love a good sequin pattern.
Yeah. And it's comfortable. And, you know, in this kind of job, you have to move around a lot. See, chafing could be an issue, and they're not in these.
You know, if I looked at your boobs like I'm doing right now, I can see no chafing. So
that's great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're fantastic. Is that coconut oil? It smells lovely.
It's, Hawaiian oil?
Oh, fantastic. Can you tell me about how I should lotion? Should I do that before tax season or after?
Well, you're going to want to kill a Hawaiian man.
I think they
turn him into a wax and then oil up your body.
That's what that is. Bye!
Bye! Corey, you're alone in this room?
Sure, yeah, man. It's a fun adventure for me now. I'm going to hang out with the ladies.
Yep.
You're going to stay in the stripper room?
No. These ladies. Okay. These ladies.
So you start with so roll a d20. All right.
11.
2. You're able to kind of just, you get the door open. Sleek right
See you later,
out.
Ladies.
Bye. And you start hearing, as you guys close the door behind you, and you're kind of you're in another dark hallway. Mm. And the dark hallway forks.
Okay.
Huh. And one right above one says exit, the other one says another club.
Oh my god, I want to get into a third club! Right? Three clubs in one night! So cool. Please, here we go. Oh, I feel like we're all friends now, right?
We can just Yeah, sure. Let's do it. That last one and Michael Jackson, it was awesome.
And Tony Danza, rest in peace.
Tony Danza dancer.
Yeah, Tony Danza, tiny dancer.
Tiny dancer.
I will go into this club with you all under one condition. We all stay together.
Okay.
That's fair. Yeah.
Okay, Mom. Well,
can we leave the club at the same time, too, so we all get our picture taken together? Yeah.
Oh. That's so tacky.
Uh-oh.
We're also wearing the same thing, Harriet.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So you guys don't get to go into the third club?
Yeah. More club.
The third club's music is very industrial sounding, and when you guys go in, RoboCop, RoboGoCop, and the Terminator are the three dancing, and they're all doing the robots.
Wow, look at that.
Oh, wow.
And the DJ is a turkey.
Hey, Stark, go give the turkey some money to play a song you like.
Okay, I'm going to go give him some money.
Is it a... Does it look like a vampire turkey or a regular turkey?
I think it wants
it's
a turkey.
It's a turkey in like a really cool baseball hat. Okay. And big headphones and like a jacket you would buy at Forever 21.
Oh, techno turkey.
This turkey has the best fashion out of all of us. Here, turkey, here's $200. Can you just like play something that's not like boom, boom, boom? I don't really get this music. No, I said play something that makes...
Come on, turkey.
You're arguing with this turkey.
Gosh, I wish you didn't listen to me. You're definitely getting.
I need a drink.
So you're gonna go to the bar?
I'm gonna go to the
I'm
bar.
I'm still arguing with the turkey. Are you not taking my money? I'm very confused right now.
You walk over to the bar, what are you gonna do?
I'm like, drop my back against the wall. I'm totally confused. I have no idea what reality I'm in right now. I thought I was just hanging out with celebrities. I'm terrified.
you're at the bar.
I just take out one more $100 bills.
He starts slapping them away.
What a weird turkey. Rude.
Such a rude turkey. Gosh. No wonder we eat them. Really? Come on, man.
Money.
So at the bar. Hey, what can I get for you?
Oh, no. Oh, honey, can I get a sex on the beach or tequila or whatever you recommend?
I can give you all of it.
Oh, great. I'll take a sex on the beach then.
Fantastic. Oh. He goes over and starts pouring a drink.
Can I ask you, what accent is that? Where are you from?
Ghoul.
Ghoul. Okay, great. Fantastic. Guys, I have a clue. We're at a ghoul bar.
You look and see that he's got like little goat legs.
Oh, my. That's
cool.
Yeah,
that's
like
great.
A little
hand.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm still arguing with the turkey.
Play my music.
So you're still up against the wall. So at this point, I'm gonna have that worm kick into effect.
Yeah.
Ooh. Whatever it does.
Well, I wrote it down. This is not what you want to happen right now. So I guess the music is really getting to me. My stomach starts vibrating and I'm against the wall and I start kind of hitting against the wall. My body starts doing this and then I burst out of my top and I turn into a giant worm that crashes down onto the dance floor. Stop doing the worm. Crushing everyone in its path.
So you have crushed RoboCop, RoboGoCop, and the Terminator.
Whoops. And then I turn back into me and I'm just on the floor and I'm like, wait, what? Did I just black out?
Are you now topless? Because you ripped out of your top in your own description.
I tie it back together.
Character. Keep your turn.
So I guess now you get the GM further for a minute. So hold on. Let me get the stopwatch going.
Get it.
Go.
Okay, so I don't actually turn back into a human form. I'm still the worm, and I'm crashing. And I crash the turkey, and I crash through the wall, and it crashes out onto the street. And then all of the ghouls start running out onto the street, where there's loads of people out there because they just came out of the theater from a show. So the ghouls are attacking the people, and there's police everywhere, and there's sirens going off, and we're like, oh my god, we should get out of here. And there's loads of paparazzi, and they're taking pictures. Mm. And then the gargoyles that were on the side of the building swoop down and start taking off the paparazzi. And then a bunch of famous people in the 80s, I have no idea who they are. They all show up because they were coming to the club for the special event. So there's a bunch of celebrities out front, there's ghouls running around, there's like gargoyles flying down. And what else do we want?
You got 20 more seconds.
The giant worm crashes out onto the street and starts destroying all of the pedestrians, and the people are taking pictures. And then when everyone's crushed and out of the way, I turn back into a normal person. I'm standing there, my top perfectly fine, and all the paparazzi take pictures of me.
Okay. So now it has spilled out chaos into the streets.
Wow. Yeah, did not see that coming.
Did I walk out of the club all right? Yeah. Did I didn't fall or anything. I don't remember what happened.
You're still arguing with the DJ Turkey.
Well, she crushed it, so I'm arguing.
No. She crushed the dance floor. DJ Turkey's off on the side with you.
Just play my song. Oh, my God. You're so frustrating. Here, have another 100.
And he starts playing one of your songs, which is more Cyndi Lauper-y than anything. So at this point, because you guys were below the club, what you did was you then burst through, and now I've created this hole that has gone through the entire club. You're at the bar drinking your 13th second.
So cool, is that like in Europe? Like, where is that exactly?
It's in the middle of the Caucasus Mountains.
The Caucasus Mountains, you know, I don't really detect an accent when you say it like that.
Good, I'm working very hard to get rid of it.
This is good, by the way. This is ghoul good.
I put a little bit of cinnamon in there.
Get out of here.
I kick it off with some cinnamon.
I love it.
I'm very good. What's your name?
Oh, my name?
Yeah.
I'm Diane Crow.
Ooh. Mm.
High power executive attorney CEO in Manhattan.
Ooh, I like that. Mm. Women forward.
Exactly.
Power in the 80s. I'm all for it.
Hey, don't tell anybody, but I'm Times Woman of the Year.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You know what? This drink's on me.
That's how you do it, Corey.
That was smooth.
Thank you.
So, you're on the street.
you're on the street. Tony Danza comes walking. Tony Danza. Tony Manaro comes walking up to you. Hey, what happened to the club?
Well, I don't know. Actually, I was in there with celebrities, and like, I think I'm famous too now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, thanks. Yes.
You want to go get that Chinese food now?
Yeah, okay, that sounds great.
So he takes you by the hand, and there's a Chinese food.
Yeah. Sorry.
There's a Chinese food place a couple blocks down. Let's go. The turkey has started to play. Girls just want to have fun. But at this point, you're the only person on the dance floor.
Watch out for that body, Star. And watch out for that body, Star.
There are corpses everywhere.
Star, watch out for that body.
We need to get more butlers in here so I can dance better.
So hard to find good help these days.
Corey, at this point, I would like you to reveal which of the girls you have sacrificed to the honor of the club.
So now, I'm remembering back to the contract, and it was, I'm choosing one of them to die or to become like a vampire minion?
To die via vampire.
Okay.
So to be, their blood to be fed. Maybe not instantaneous death. It might be like you saw the shackles on
the
wall.
Right.
It might be a slow drain.
Oh, man. Yeah. So it's decision time, huh?
Oh, yeah. You signed the contract. You're going to win that Oscar.
Oh, it's going to look really good on my shelf. Well, you know, I was going to go with the poor one, but but then I overheard that that Diane here, like, it sounds like she's accomplished pretty much everything that she's wanted to do. She's going to get that Woman of the Year award. And it would be even more famous if she was dead, you know, when they awarded it to her. But then there's Star.
Guys, girls, just kind
of have fun. I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in her life. I don't know. I don't know what that's all about.
Her mother's a stripper and her father is gay.
At least. I feel like that's just the surface, and then it just goes way deep. But you know what? If I gotta make a decision. No, I'm gonna go with the poor one, Terry.
Always pick the poor one.
Right?
All right. So we cut into the Chinese food place.
Wait, I'm not gonna do it myself?
You're not a vampire, my man.
All right.
You signed one of them away. So we cut into the Chinese food place. Tony Manero is scarfing down some Kung Pao chicken.
I'm so hungry.
You haven't even gotten your food yet. He's just
going
to town.
Gentlemen.
Tell me about yourself.
My name's Harriet, and that's pretty much it. I mean,
no, what do you like? What do you want to do when you grow
up? I like dancing a lot. I like going into the club. It was like the first time I've been in a club, but then I was in there with like a bunch of celebrities. And actually, I went to like three different clubs tonight, so I think I might be famous now, because when I woke up outside, maybe. I don't know why I fell asleep, but there were paparazzi out there taking pictures of me, so I think maybe I might be celebrity too.
I feel you.
Yeah.
What's your job?
What?
Your job, what do you do?
What's that? What?
You make money.
What do you do? Oh, I work at the corner shop. Yeah, I sell ice cream. Yeah.
Oh, McGregor's?
No.
Which one?
A different one. It's my mum's.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, okay.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Chocolate.
Right, when you say chocolate. Man, a fist goes right through him.
God.
As the owner of the Vampire Club lifts him up.
Oh, no.
And then drops him.
Whoa.
Pulls the seat around, turns around, sits down.
Hello.
Hello.
You got something on your face.
And he wipes the blood from Tony off your face.
Oh, that was good. I can't believe I've been infected. I don't know. Oh,
so,
my God.
I think it's fair for you to know. You were sold in a deal.
Excuse me?
You were sold in a deal.
Wait, I didn't... Wait, like, by an agent to remove... I got a movie deal? Oh my God, I got a movie deal.
No.
Oh, I'm so excited. I knew that if I went to this club, I was famous enough, and then people would see me, and then they'd be like, she should be in movies, and now you're doing it right now. I'm so excited.
No, I'm afraid not. The third least famous Corey.
For now.
The third least famous Corey made a deal...
He remembers me?
...that we get to kill you if he wins an Oscar.
Wait, what? What was that last bit?
Kill you and he wins an Oscar.
I don't get... Hang on one more time.
But here's the thing.
What? Oh, shit.
I wouldn't be a good deal maker if I didn't make a counteroffer.
For a movie?
No, for your life.
Oh.
Follow me here.
I'm trying.
Now, you could die, he'll win an Oscar. Maybe he's a forgotten story later on in People magazine. But if you become a vampire, you can live forever and go to all the clubs in the world. And you sign Corey's soul over to me.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious. In fact, I want my legal counsel to come help me and come walking out as Miss Crow. Who this entire time has actually been the legal representation of the club.
Hi, guys.
She sits down with the paperwork and sits across from Harriet, handing her some paperwork.
Harriet, let's be honest. You've had a night,
right? Oh my God, he's counting me. It's happening, it's happening, you know, it's happening.
I saw you. We're in the same top. And it's just like, that girl is poor. And, you know, the worm thing blew me away.
It's a really good move.
It was a good move. And I hope you can do that again.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So how fun would it be for you to be a worm woman forever?
Can I still have a boyfriend?
Oh, you could have as many boyfriends. I mean, great. Your boyfriends are going to die. Of course.
Okay, great. Yeah.
The only thing is that we need you to sign Corey's soul over to us.
Okay.
Because
I haven't practiced my autograph yet. Can I just do like an X?
Oh, yes. Here, why don't we give her the paper and let her practice on the paper?
There you go.
Fantastic.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. We cut back to the club. Goldie's still dancing alone. There's not even music anymore.
Oh,
guys,
she can
so
hear the music.
Fun.
At this point, reveal to us whether or not your father did commit the crimes and you're aware of it, or you're ignorant to it.
Oh, he's absolutely committed those crimes.
And you just want to dance because you don't want to think about it.
I just want to dance because I don't want to think about it because I'm actually a really deep person, guys.
Lay some deepness on us. Tell us a life philosophy.
My falafel philosophy, but that was wrong, so let me start again, guys. My life philosophy is that when you're rich, you're better than everyone else. So when you're rich, that's the way to be.
You say this out loud, and someone comes walking down from the club and goes, sorry, I couldn't help but overhear what you just said. I'm a literary agent. And we've seen great success after we just finished selling The Art of the Deal. And we think people want more self-centered books by rich assholes and idiots.
Oh my gosh.
Would you be willing to sign this document?
Well, Daddy's lawyer has to look over it.
Oh, of course, of course.
Of course. Like, I love being famous and rich, guys. Mm. Yeah.
You're gonna be huge.
I mean, I hope that like huge, huge, right? Just like, you mean like famous huge?
Famous huge.
Okay. Good. Because my liposuction coach, she won't like that.
A coach?
Yeah. She's like a coach who does my liposuction.
Right.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
How nice. Well, yeah, let's talk. So he takes you and you guys start walking off. And he starts telling you about your book and the tour you're going to go on and your philosophy and all these other things. And that the fact that your father's probably going to go to prison is going to make this book blow up even huger. And then he asks you, is there any secrets you want to reveal about your dad?
Oh, well, not without my legal counsel present. And because the bodies were... Because the people involved wouldn't want me to say.
Of course, completely understood. We cut to a week later. Corey is stepping out of the shower, still riding high.
Feels good, man. Feels good. It's all coming together.
He's accepted that war movie. He's super excited. The war movie's gonna co-star Sean Penn.
Ooh. Right.
Directed by Brian De Palma. It feels like it's gonna be a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Things are looking up.
You step out, you're looking in the mirror, you're just doing up your hair because it's that perfect 80s coif.
Right, yeah.
It looks amazing. And from behind, you hear the voice of Harriet, who you did not see in the mirror. Hello, you say?
Okay. Hello.
Hi, Harriet.
And next to you is the owner of the bar.
Oh.
Corey, we've reached a better deal.
No. I'm going to get 2 Oscars?
No.
I'm going to be famous. Yay!
Maybe. But you're not famous. She's not famous.
I'm gonna be.
Corey,
but I'm gonna be.
You're gonna die.
Wait, what?
After my Oscar and all the fun I'm gonna have as a big movie star?
No. He puts out his hands and this black smoke envelops the room. And when you awake, Corey, you find yourself strapped to that room. Leather chair in front.
Where'd he go?
Man, now I bet Corey Haim is gonna get that Oscar.
You're strapped to that chair, the red leather chair in front of you. The owner of the bar sits down, looks up, claps his hands, and in walks in Lauren Hutton with some surgical supplies and tubing. And she puts it into your arms, and your blood starts to pool right below your feet.
Why are you doing this? I was going to be huge.
Yes, I'm also afraid to let you know, Michael J. Fox accepted that Vietnam movie.
Oh, that little bastard.
Casualties of War. I think he's going to do great work.
That little punk, man. He's always taking my roles.
You and Eric Stoltz, my friend. You and Eric Stoltz.
And while this is happening, it's like, so any last requests, Corey?
I mean, can you make it so that, at least so that my buddies have a long, successful career, even if I couldn't have it?
The Coreys?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they all signed the same deal.
God damn it.
And as he says that, Michael Jackson comes walking into the room to serenade you as you die.
Well, it could be worse.
Yeah.
And he's going to be singing the song Ben.
Oh, no.
From the rap movie.
Sure.
But he's replaced the name Ben with Corey.
Corey.
And we pull out.
Oh, and it goes.
We pull out the club, which is now being fixed. Repairs are being made. Construction workers are around. Diane Crow has an issue of Time magazine as she sits at the bar, under her arm, her on the cover.
Can I get a sex on the beach?
You better believe it. It's the goat man who hands her a sex on the beach.
Oh my God.
We see outside a poster of Starless Star's book coming out. Star, what's the title of that book?
Starless Star, what a star to be.
Oh. And underneath that, you see a poster for a movie. Harriet Hornbully starring in
The Rise of Me.
And who's your co-star?
Also me. I'm doing the Lindsay Lohan double twin thing.
Ambitious.
And we go down the street as the sun starts to set. And as the sun starts to set, a familiar face turns around, puts his sunglasses on, and goes, What a story. What a story. And that brings us to the end of another episode of Blood Curdling Tales of Terror.
That was so weird.
I didn't expect you to turn into a giant worm and destroy the club.
Right.
I'm like, well, there goes my ending.
You wrecked the ending.
It's fine. It's totally fine. That was awesome. So guys, thank you so much for everybody who watched, everybody who participated and donated. Thank you very much. This was really fun, and that's the kind of thing. I think apparently there was a lot of new people in the chat. So hope you enjoyed this, and this is what we do every week. So next week there's a new story with some different players and stuff like that. This is what we try and do. We try and do here at Hyper RPG. Scott, where can people find you online?
On all the socials at Norse Meat, and tune in tomorrow for HeroClix on Indomitable.
Yes.
Jill.
Hi, I'm at Hippie Jill on Twitter and Instagram, and you can find me on Facebook at Jillian Fratkin or Jillian Dunn fan page.
Do you have anything, videos or anything you want to promote? Anything you plug?
I mean, I've got a commercial that's going to be coming out soon for the new Han Solo movie, but look for that on TV. But yeah,
that's
nice.
Cool.
And if you live in the LA area, Jill does a lot of comedy stuff. You should definitely go check that out at both UCB and the PAC Theater. Kate.
Yes, please follow me on Twitter at Kate's Tweets. You'll always see when I go live. Also, please follow me on Instagram at Kate in Real Life. A lot of cool photography stuff on there, including some really awesome black and white pictures that Cameron took of me. So please follow and check it out. I'd love that.
And I was going to say something else related to what you just said, but now I've forgotten.
Star Wars?
Yeah, but it's on.
Commercials?
Yeah, probably.
Famous. Sketch comedy.
I'll remember in a second. You were great. Oh, you were great.
I'll remember in a second. And thank you so much to our other guest, Goldie Chan. Oh, wait, you remembered.
I'll also be on Zone Level tomorrow, so will he. All three.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That was it. That was literally it.
Goldie?
You can find me on Twitter at Goldie Chan. You can find me on Insta at Goldie Cylon because I'm obsessed with Battlestar Galactica.
That's pretty cool.
And then you guys, because people who watch Twitch probably don't watch LinkedIn, you can find me on my LinkedIn channel at www.linkedin.com/in/Goldie.
Yeah. Very cool.
Oh, wow.
As for me, you can find me on twitter.com/JurassicAlien. A lot of really cool things to plug very quickly. First of all, the Power Rangers show has been going very well. We just came out of WonderCon, our characters being on the front of a comic, which is great. Wrapping that up, we're in the last month of the show. So that's Tuesday nights. Be sure to be checking that out. That's me and Malika writing that bad boy. As Kate said, Indomitable tomorrow night, where we play HeroClix along with Hector Navarro and Janelle Santa Cruz. So you're definitely going to want to get on that. Everything else is twitter.com/JurassicAlien. Over on YouTube, also we do Cineverse, where we talk about movies. We're going to be talking about Isle of Dogs this week and probably Pacific Rim 2.
Yeah.
Probably. So guys, thank you so much. And also I want to say real quick too, the character thing usually, last week this happened, and it's something I haven't thought about before. Character thing is always $25. If you're not able to watch the show live, but you want to throw a character in here, feel free to do it. These guys know to then let me know to do that. You can do it anytime throughout the week to throw in a character for $25, and that character will then have to enter the story. And it's going to be great. So, guys, thank you so much for watching. Stick around. We got Pencils and Parsecs coming up. That's our Star Wars RPG.
Yes.
And that's going great, and that's awesome. And then tomorrow, lots of great stuff, like we said, Indomitable and things of that nature. Guys, keep it here at Hyper RPG, and have a good one. Woo!
Bye. Thank you.